I think the original polling places could have been made safe for both the public and the election officials. I think also that by you doing this, you're going to alienate a lot of voters that won't come vote because it's such a drive for them. And I think you're also going to run into problems with the folks voting early of a morning and late of an evening. I believe there's going to be traffic congestion out on the highways, which is going to produce another hazard for the voters and the general public. Because I don't think seven traffic control or one traffic control person at each polling place will be enough. I see a lot of problems with this, and I just wanted to come here today and state my opinion on that. Thank you.
I'm Jack Cole, also attending Canada Road Bridge. I've got a couple concerns with it. One, I kind of question why we're concentrating more voters to fewer areas instead of leaving them spread out, or we have less numbers going to the polling places. And then the second concern is the exposure of the additional road and bridge employees. They're out there talking and directing traffic with them people on a one-on-one basis. So they're getting exposure to every person that comes into the polling places. So that is my concern.
Thank you.
I don't see a need for road and bridge to talk to the voters, only to show them the direction to go in.
Well, as we direct traffic every day, we're in constant contact with basically every person that comes by you.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were in contact with every person every day and directing traffic
basically
every day.
Basically,
flagging
traffic, you'll have, I promise you, nearly every person will roll their window down and ask you where they need to go.
So it's basically no different than what you'd be doing on the road anyway.
Except we're adding to... We're all going to the voter. We're going to be in more contact with more people, basically.
Anyone else?
There's no way you're going to go to a traditional form of an election for the June election, are you?
Donna, could you hear Brandon?
Yeah, I can. We're off task, Brandon.
That is not off task. The reason for the question is if you're not going to do it, then if we can have seven employees that would volunteer to do it but still be paid, so volunteering to do that position, I guess, or that task. I don't like it, but to help with the integrity of the election, I'd be for it. I don't agree with it. So that's my question. So it has everything to do with what's on the agenda, which is the request to use road and bridge employees. So there's no way that you're going to not do a traditional form of election for this cycle. Is that correct?
Brandon, we've already made the decision to move forward with the 2022 election, and I don't see any reason right now to change my mind.
I think we're not
the only county that's consolidating polling places.
But you are the only county doing drive-up.
We are. I think
now you're the one getting off topic. So
what?
With that being said, I don't have a problem with assisting to make sure that the integrity of the election, as best it can be, with the way it's proposed to be done. Again, I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But I don't want to add to the problem.
Well, let me comment. The integrity of the election are road and bridge employees.
Well, there's no liability on... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. our road, I want to really clear that our road and bridge employees have nothing to do with the integrity of the election. That's all upon the county clerk's decision.
But if they can assist to allow it to run smoother.
For safety,
direction, and those things, then that all.
For safety of our customers.
And that all ties into.
Okay.
What, you don't have 7 that volunteer?
Yeah. Come on
up, sir. Sheriff asked if we don't have 7 that volunteer, then I don't know. We'll find that out here, I guess, in the next couple weeks.
Question I have in regards to...
Mr. Clark, go ahead.
Sorry. Question I have in regards to budget standpoint, is this going to be a greater increase of expenditures for this election?
I don't believe so, David, no.
Okay. Road and Bridge Administrator, how long of time would you have to know if you're going to have 7 volunteers?
Well, I can have a meeting with my supervisors tomorrow and have them talk to their people and see if anybody's willing to volunteer. I mean, or I can go out and talk to them, however.
So if it's voted on, then you would let the county clerk know by the end of the week or in 2 days? Or because I know she's anxious to know.
Yeah, I should be able to let you guys know by the end of the week.
Could you hear Devin, Donna?
I couldn't say hear when.
He said he should be able to let us know whether or not he'll have the 7 volunteers by the end of the week.
Thank you.
Now, is this going to be on a volunteer basis, or are they going to...
I'm only willing to do it on... Oh, you mean money-wise?
They're volunteering for the task.
For the task, they will get paid.
Will receive their normal pay.
They'll get the, full pay they would normally get.
9 hours comp time.
Right.
I guess I'm having trouble seeing the expense not be greater in this election.
There's a lot less election judges.
Yeah.
That was one of our problems, was getting election judges to work this election. We've already had several refuse to work the entire year.
There is something that was suggested to me, but it's not on the agenda, so if we could talk later, I would share something, which, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So working that length of time, is somebody going to be able to relieve my guys so they can eat lunch or go use the restroom, or how's that going to be factored
in? Since we reduced the number, we'll just have one of our election judges come out there and help. Okay. Or I can have one of my staff come over if you give us the time that you want breaks for it.
You got to know when you're in the bathroom.
You normally do that, Devin. You have to... Tell me how you do that out when you're working.
Well, typically on a project, they stop at 12 to 12:30 for their lunch.
Okay. I'll have somebody out there from 12 to 12:30.
They probably don't know when they typically go to the restroom, do they?
No.
Okay.
We made sure that we could use the restrooms inside the building.
And if they need to use restroom, we will get an election judge over there to help them out so they can utilize the restrooms.
And Sheila, you had a concern about the weather. If the storm were to come up, we can move inside the polling place if we have to. We're trying not to contaminate the inside of the building as little as possible.
Oh, that I'm sorry. And we don't know if a storm's going to come or not. And they may not, maybe a beautiful day and everything awesome. But to think that you're going to then move inside of a polling place that I, and the polling place at that, if you plan ahead and the polling place set up like they're normal, they're normally used to doing that, and the Secretary of State is furnishing you the markers on the floor like they are every other county clerk to have that set up every 6 feet, then to suddenly if a storm comes up and you've got to rush and move in there with none of it set up, I'm confused. But it's your election.
We had a tornado at Kirbyville. We had to move all of the votes off of the ballots and into a lunch room on the inside of the building. And of course, that was the tornado warning where we were able to reestablish voting and we set the tables up. But we've had to adjust in storm situations before. I don't want to talk about why I'm doing it anymore.
And Donna, what I was going to say, let me finish my thought. Let me finish my statement. What I was going to say, you're the county clerk and it's your election. You're responsible for it. And, if there's what we can do with 7 employees, then we will do. You know that, we have grave concerns on it, and you know that we're not the only ones, but it is your final choice, and I respect that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. And the reason is I before in our earlier meeting was that I'm concerned when they close the schools and they close the churches, then why would I want to bring people in large numbers to contaminate those buildings if they are deliberately closing them to keep it from happening? So I'm doing what I think, whether you agree with me or not, I'm doing what I think is morally right.
What Donna had said is that the schools had closed and the churches had closed to minimize, to keep their buildings from being contaminated. And by us going into those buildings are going to possibly contaminate those buildings and cause undue on them.
That's not the reason the schools were closed, but it's already decided. She's already decided it's over until June 2nd. And thank you.
Devin, I think the direction from the commission is if you have 7 employees that are willing to perform that task that day and still get paid their normal pay plus the however it normally works.
I think we need a vote on it, don't we?
I don't disagree. I'm just, okay.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. You go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're
I
fine.
Apologize.
So I think that's where we're at on it. So I guess I was going to ask Devin, would you like that in a form of a motion? Would you like just direction?
Yeah, you don't mind.
Okay. I just don't know how to say move to allow... Move to allow Road and Bridge Administrator Devin Huff to secure 7 employees for usage during the June 2nd for April 2020 election.
Is that for a volunteering?
However he can acquire. Yeah,
that's how I'm going to do it. Yes.
Yeah,
volunteer basis.
But your motion was just for usage.
For usage of. Yeah, he so he can.
They didn't tell what they're going to be doing.
Well, usage during the election. You want the motion to say strictly for directing traffic purposes only? Is that what the exact request is, though?
No, the exact request is to use of having the employees deliver equipment, return equipment, and direct traffic at the polling place.
Yeah, I think we're getting too...
I just don't want them to be there and then be...
Too much.
Pardon?
My personal opinion.
I'm sorry,
I think you're trying to micromanage it. That's my opinion.
I think we need to remember the decorum and respect.